Perhaps we'll begin with three brief excerpts from the opening pages of Rabben Yonah's Sha'arei Tshuva. In identifying and enumerating the 20 Ikarei HaTshuva, the 20 fundamental aspects, components of Tshuva, the first Rabben Yonah teaches us is Charata, sense of regret. Yovin levavo ki rav amar ozvo es Hashem, his heart should discern, his mind, his heart should discern that it is evil, it is something bitter to abandon Hashem. Skipping a couple of lines, v'yischaret al maisav haroim, and he should regret his evil actions. V'yoma bilvavo merasisi, he should question himself, what in the world did I do? Ech lohoyo pachet elokim l'neged einai. How is it possible that I had no sense, no elementary sense of Yiras Shamayim? Ech lohoyo pachet elokim l'neged einai. The Ikar HaShlishi, the third fundamental aspect or component of tshuva, hayogon, a profound sense of sorrow, of distress, above and beyond any loss or setback that a person can experience in this material, transient world. Yosef mehema ro'i sheyitzta'ev ye'anach mi shehima es Hashem yizbarach v'lo zocha yotzro asher b'ro'o yesh me'ayin. A person should have a sense of distress, of rebelling against Hashem, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't remember his Creator who created him ex nihilo, yesh me'ayin. And finally, in presenting the sixth fundamental aspect, busha, a sense of shame. Kinyan shenema boshti v'gam nechlamti ki nososi cherpas nu'uroi. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, I'm ashamed, a sense of total humiliation, because I carry with me the shame of my youth. Hine achote yevosh ma'od lava averus lefnei b'nei odom. Any sinner will be inhibited, will be too embarrassed to violate averus in the presence of people. V'yikolem, and everyone would be humiliated. Im yargishu v'yakiru b'averosav, if others would know and discern his averus. Ve'ech lo yevosh min habori yizvarach. How is it that the person wasn't inhibited by a sense of shame before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ve'ein ze kiyim lefi hayos Hashem yizbarach rochok mikil Yosef. There's only one possible explanation, and that is that he was totally oblivious to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chet occurs in a void. When a person is devoid of Yiras Hashem, when a person doesn't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then and only then does chet ensue. No one, regardless of how strong the temptation or how weak the moral fiber, cheats on an examination when the proctor is squarely looking at him. But Torah hi v'lil mod anu tzrichem. Let's pose a simple, perhaps simplistic question. How are we to maintain that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7? How is it a dava hashava l'chol nefesh? How is it something which we all have a capacity for to always think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the concomitant Yiras Hashem? Some people are blessed with remarkable powers of concentration, but even for them, 24/7 awareness would seem to be a very, very formidable, daunting challenge. And how much more so for the rest of us who don't seem to possess such a natural endowment, such remarkable powers of concentration. So how are we to sustain that pachad elokim leneged einenu? How are we supposed to see to it that we don't, rachmana litzlan, forget yotzreinu asher b'ro'onu yesh me'ayin? Etzem Hayira, writes the Maharal, the essence, the substance of what a person knows, what he feels, what he understands, what he experiences when he has Yira Shamayim, Etzem Hayira Mashahu Olul El Hashem Yisborach Shehu Ho'ilo Vehe Olul Yeshlo Kiyum Bo'ilo. A person understands that he's simply an effect of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause. A person recognizes his absolute, his contingent, dependent existence, nothing other than an olul. He's an effect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause. With this, the Maharal explains very beautifully what does it mean when the Torah teaches and Chazal reinforce Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach. Torah seems to speak of Yiras Hashem as a Milsa Zutrusa. So the Maharal explains to give a moshel for the Maharal's explanation. Let's say you have a person, he applies himself, studies, gets a PhD in physics. So that person has mastered a body of knowledge. There's an accomplishment, an impressive accomplishment. L'havdil, he applies himself to learning Torah, masters parts of Torah, tremendous accomplishment. Let's say you have a person, Rachmana Litzlan, wasn't of sound mind. He was delusional, out of touch with reality. And then the delusion is lifted, and he regains his sense of reality. We wouldn't say that this person has mastered a whole body of knowledge. He's just in touch with himself. He just realizes what is. A person applies, studies a branch of science, so that's something. A person realizes that he can't flap his arms and fly. A person realizes that he's not omnipotent. It's not a body of knowledge. It's just the most basic self-awareness. Yiras Hashem, a person realizes that he's in olu. Ein bal hayira yesh lo dvar tosef es yosef klau. Ein hayira tosefes, ein kemo chokhma shekona tosefes chokhma. Umitzad ze oma akosuv mo Hashem shol meimoch kiyam liyira. The essence, the substance of Yira Shamayim is the recognition that one is ontologically, completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're an effect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause. Maharal's words have profound implications. The feeling, the experience of being an olul, the feeling, the experience of creatureliness is the source of Yiras Hashem. Whenever we feel our own physicality with all its limitations, neediness, dependence, and vulnerabilities, we experience that creatureliness, we experience that we're nothing but an olul. Every twinge of pain, every pang of hunger, every parched throat expresses the neediness of creatureliness, of being a tiny, puny olul. Every moment of fatigue, every pain of advanced age reflects the neediness and dependence of creatureliness, of being nothing but an olul. The weakness of being subjected to physical urges and drives reflects and expresses creatureliness. And most profoundly, every reminder of mortality reminds us that we're nothing but an olul, contingent, dependent creatures, handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The crucial defining question is how we react to the constant signs and expressions of creatureliness, of being an olul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Ilah. We can react purely instinctively. When we feel hunger or thirst, move expeditiously to satisfy those needs. When we feel fatigue or pain, try to catch some sleep and seek means to relieve the pain. And as for thoughts or glimpses of mortality, they're depressing and unwelcome. We direct our thoughts elsewhere as quickly as we can. But there is another option. We can react not only instinctively, but also humanly. That is, religiously. When we feel hunger or thirst, we can be reminded of our dependent, vulnerable creatureliness, and thus be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and filled with Yiras Shamayim. When we feel fatigue or pain, alongside our efforts to seek relief, we can be reminded of our dependent, vulnerable creatureliness. We can be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and filled with Yiras Shamayim. And when we think of or glimpse mortality, instead of banishing the thought and obstructing the view, we can ponder and reflect. we can be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and filled with Yirah Shamayim. We asked, how is it possible to focus 24/7 on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yirah Shamayim? One answer, and by no means is this intended to preclude other answers, is that a person is always aware of himself or herself. That comes naturally and easily. We're always aware of our physical selves. In Sifrei Chassidus, one finds Lech Lecha Me'artzucha. One finds the Taich Lech Lecha Me'artzi Yuscha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, take your artzius, take your physicality, and use that as a launching pad. El ha'aretz asher areka. From the very first moment a baby enters the world, the baby is aware of his or her physical self and feels, experiences neediness. Obviously, an infant can only react instinctively to its creatureliness, but we're created in such a way as to constantly, constantly feel our creatureliness. And that awareness, that constant feeling, provides the foundation for a constant, uninterrupted Yiras Shamayim. We simply need to train ourselves to respond to the constant cues of creatureliness, humanly and religiously, not only instinctively. Mibisori achze aloka. Let's perhaps try to elaborate upon and expand this approach and this answer. Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Ho'il u'rishus kol adam nesuna lo k'mo she've'arnu. Since every person has the capacity, the wherewithal, for religious, moral, spiritual self-determination by virtue of Bechira Chofshis, as discussed in the previous two parakim, Yishtadel Ha'odam, a person should exert himself, Lasos Tshuva, to repent, V'linu Akapav Mechatov, to shake his hands free of sin, Kedesha Yomus, so that when he dies, V'hu Bal Tshuva, so that he'll die as a Baal Tshuva, kedei sheyizkeh lechayei ha'olam haba. Why is the Rambam introducing this perspective or this incentive for Tshuva now in Parak Zion? It's one that he could have shared with us earlier, not to procrastinate, not to take for granted the gift of time. Why is the Rambam introducing it now? The question is compounded by the Rav's insight and depiction that Perek Zayin here in Hilchos Tshuva is where the Rambam presents Tshuva Me'ahava, a Tshuva which is not motivated by self-interest, a tshuva which emanates, which is driven by Ahavas Hashem. So why is it in this parak that the Rambam begins with this vantage point, this sense of urgency to do tshuva? La'olam yira odam esatzmo ki'ilu hu notel lomos. A person's self perspective should be as though he may be on the threshold of passing from this world. V'shema yomos b'shaito. His time may be up. He may, rachmana litzlan, die presently. V'nimtza ome b'chatov. And unless he takes action, so he'll leave this world, rachmana litzlan, mired in chait. L'fichach yoshev mechatov miyad. A person should repent immediately. V'lo yomar kisha azkin oshuv. A person shouldn't reason, when I get older, there's plenty of time, I'll do tshuva then. Shema yomos kodem sheyaskin. Lest he die before he attain advanced age. Husha shlomo ome b'chachmasa b'chol eis yiyu v'godech levonim v'shemen al roshcha al yechsa. This is what Shlomo HaMelech expressed metaphorically, that one's garments should always be white. As the Rambam himself reminds us in the previous two perkim, he spoke about Bechira Chofshis. Specifically in Perek Chamishi, the Rambam introduced and formulated the capacity of Bechira Chofshis as follows. Rishus kol adam nesuna lo. Im rotzo lahatos atzmo l'derech tova v'liyos tzadik or rishus b'yodo. Every person has the capacity, if he, she wants, he can incline himself, herself, onto the Derech Tova, V'liyos Tzadik, to be righteous. So Rishus B'yado, a person has that ability, has that capacity. V'imrotza lahatos atzmo l'derech ro'o, V'liyos Rosho, Rishus B'yado. Conversely, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person chooses, a person can put himself on a track of evil and become wicked. Hu shekosev b'Torah, this is what the Pasuk expresses in Chumash. Hein ha'odem hoya ka'achad mimenu ladas tova ra. Klomar, hein min zesh al odem hoya echad ba'olam ve'ein lo min sheni doma lo b'zeh ha'inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Adam, man, is a unique creation, a unique creature. Ein lo min sheni doma lo b'zeh ha'inyan. There is nothing else in the Bria that can even approximate Adam in the following respect. Sheyehu me'atzmo b'dayto v'machshavto yodeya hatov v'hara v'osa kol mashu chafetz. Of his own accord, a person, through his own understanding, through his own thought, can discern right and wrong, can differentiate right from wrong, and then choose which to do. The Rambam presents the principle of Bechira Chofshis in a most remarkable way, that it not only includes freedom of action, but that it also means that we have a capacity to identify right and wrong, to discern what's right, what's wrong, to differentiate right from wrong. And then to act upon that knowledge. So Bechira Chofshis for the Rambam is not only freedom of choice, not only that I choose what to do, but more fundamentally, an ability to understand and identify and differentiate right from wrong, and then to decide, to make an informed decision and to decide accordingly. Let's try to understand a little bit more. Let's try to pinpoint exactly where that faculty inheres in a person. Where does that faculty come from? Earlier in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam tells us, Nefesh kol bosa hi tzuroso shenosen lo hakel. The nefesh of a person is the defining essential quality which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him. V'hadas ha-yesera ha-mitzuya b'nafsho shel adam, the knowledge in the nefesh of a person, he tzuras ha'odom hasholim b'dayto. That is his defining essential quality. Va'al tzura zo ne'ma b'Torah, and this is what the Torah is referring to when the Torah says, Nasa odom b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. What's the tzalem elukim of a person? Kloma shetihye lo tzura hayoda'as, Umaseges hadeos she'ein lahem golem. A person has a capacity for abstract truth, not just practical intelligence, not just intelligence relating to the physical, but the Tzelem Elokim refers to that capacity that a person has for abstract truth, for right, for wrong, and of course ultimately for recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This nefesh, the Rambam proceeds to tell us, Me'eis Hashem min hashamayim hi. Omedes la'olam ul olmei olamim. And it's this which is the potentially immortal part of a person. That Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim, the nefesh, the Tzelem Elokim, which every one of us possesses, which has the capacity to grasp abstract truth, to know Tov and Ra, to differentiate Tov from Ra, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of that inheres in the nefesh, all of that constitutes the Tzelem Elokim, and it's that which is potentially eternal about a person. Rishus kol adam nesuna lo, bechira chafshes is rooted in that nefesh, in that Tzelem Elokim. The Rishus kol adam sheyehu me'atzmo b'dayto v'machshavto yodeya hatov o'hara, all of that is rooted in the Tzelem Elokim, the nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and that we need to actualize. Says the Rambam, Ho'il u'rishus kol adam nesuna lo, a person has within him a Tzelem Elokim, a nefesh, which animates his Bechira Chafshis. That nefesh, that Tzelem Elokim, is something which is intended to live eternally. Adam, who's created with Tzelem Elokim, his destiny is nitzchius, immortality. When the Rambam says that we should take to heart the possibility Shema Yomus B'Shaito, the Rambam is not simply providing incentive. What the Rambam is saying is to be true to oneself, to be true to the Briya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us B'Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim is that Rishus, provides that Rishus, provides that capacity to discern, to differentiate right from wrong, to choose, to identify, and then to choose what to do. To be true to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Briya, a person has to do tshuva, kedei sheyomus v'hu bal tshuva, kedei sheyizkeh l'chayei olam haba. A person's destiny is nitzchius. That's the tzura, that's the defining essential quality. That's the nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided him. That's the Tzelem Elokim. That's a person's destiny. Nothing less. When a person senses and exercises his ability to grasp truth, he experiences his Tzelem Elokim. When a person discerns right from wrong, he lives the posuk in Iyov, Ochein Ruachi Be'enosh, V'nishmas shakai tivineim. The source of understanding, of discernment, is the nishmas shakai. When a person sits over a blood gemara, a Rambam, a posuk in Tanakh, and understands, he experiences that nishmas shakai tivineim. When a person encounters or hears of evil, Rahman Litzlan, and is appropriately repulsed, his Tzelem Elokim expresses itself. When a person understands that Din is one of the actional attributes, is a Midah V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and trembles at the approach, the imminent approach of the Yom HaDin, his Tzelem Elokim expresses itself. At the outset, we pose the question, how is it possible for a person to constantly remember Yotzro Asher Bero'o Yesh Me'ayin? How does one maintain the Pachad Elokim, the Neged Einav, at all times? Let's try to expand upon and elaborate to the answer we suggested. At times, a person is always aware of his physical existence, and that physical existence, that awareness of his physical existence, is an experience of creatureliness, of being an olul, and it's something that reminds him of the ilah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something which potentially fills him with Yiras Shamayim. But there are times when, as it were, we transcend the physical. A person is so immersed in learning, so caught up in tefillah, has a sense of being omed lifnei hamelech, not really aware of one's physicality. But then one is experiencing the Nishmas Shakai Tivi name. Wherever a person turns, whether it's to the physical side or whether it's to the spiritual side, if only we don't just react instinctively, if we react humanly, religiously, if only we just don't take for granted and just unthinkingly, unreflectively go about things, a person is constantly, 24/7 reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's the creatureliness, the experience of physicality, or whether it's the transcendent encounter with abstract truth, with Tov and Ra, with Torah, a person feels, experiences being an olul, creatureliness, a person feels, experiences the Nishmas Shakai Tevinim. Rabbeinu Yonah poses the question, Eich lo hoyo pachad elukim leneged einai. How could it be that in every instance of chait, I was so totally devoid of any semblance of Yirat Shamayim? The question is a very fair one. The question is a very realistic one. Because on any and every level that a person is attuned to himself, to herself, we can and should be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and inspire to that Pachad Elokim, the Neged Einenu. When the Rambam famously interprets the Remez encoded in the Kol Shofar, Uru Uru Yishenim Mishenaschem Vahakitsu Nedom Mitar Damaschem, awaken from your sleep, arouse from your slumber, V'chipsu b'maseichem, scrutinize your actions, V'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem. The Rambam intentionally employs the imagery of sleep, of living as though we're sleepwalking, because the reality of life constantly reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reality of life constantly tells us how to prioritize, how to focus, how to live. And it's only if we sleepwalk through life that we fail to discern that. We experience our limitations, our neediness, our vulnerabilities all the time. It's a perennial awareness. It's not something a person has to work to attain. It's not something a person has to labor to sustain. It's just natural. It's a given. Every moment of fatigue, hunger, only if a person is asleep can a person not be reminded. Elu hashokachim esoemes behavle hazman v'shogin kol shnosam behevel v'rik. People who forget truth, the shofar addresses us, they forget truth because of all the ephemeral futilities, v'shogin kol shnosam, and their whole lives, they're immersed behevel v'rik with inane things, futility, asher lo yoil v'lo yatzil. Says the Rambam, the Kol Shofar tells us, habitu l'nafshal seichem. Habitu l'nafshal seichem. Be reminded. Look at that nefesh, the other reminder that a person has. That nishmas shakai tivi name. Every time a person, again, engages in pursuit of knowledge, is able to grasp, is able to understand, that's a nishmas shakai tivi name. Habitu l'nafshal seichem. Look at that nefesh. Look at that capacity. Look at that potential. Ve'hitivu darchechem u'mal lechem. V'yazov kol echad mekem darko haro'a. The call to tshuva is individualized. Everyone has his or her own personal struggles. It's not just a collective. The shofar doesn't just address us collectively. Habitu l'nafshal seichem, heitivu darchechem. But the kol shofar is personalized. There's an individualized plea, an individualized exhortation. Every one of us has his or her own shortcomings, struggles. But the shofar addresses each and every one of us. Be inspired by those reminders which surround us at every turn, which are embedded within our consciousness. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko haro'a. And may every one of you, the shofar, again, speaking to each of us individually, leave his or her evil path, umachshavto asher lo tova. And may each and every one of us recalibrate our thoughts, regain the correct focus. Good job. Thank you.